for the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin', on
CITR
101.9 in Vancouver.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank, or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime. Across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It's Friday, the 20th of February, 2015, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam Territory of Uruksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the Chutzpah Festival kicks off this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about what you can see and what you can hear and what kind of fun you can have. And if you're looking to get on stage this spring or summer, there's a lot of productions that are doing their auditions for the next couple of weeks, and we'll give you a rundown of that. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Oh, it's been a pretty quiet week this week. No major disasters anyway. I hope you're having a good time. We're going to kind of take it easy today. Not a lot of talk, a lot of tunes, but I hope we'll keep you entertained. We're going to start off with Demon Squadron and Too Much Jesus. I keep forgetting to do this part here. We have to kill that and then do that.
Jesus, not enough whiskey, ran all your friends away. Too much Jesus, not enough whiskey, all you ever had to say. Too much Jesus, not enough whiskey, only thing on your mind. Too much Jesus, not enough whiskey, so don't go sitting around crying. Bye. words, Jesus. Not a new whiskey. Ran all of your friends away. Too much Jesus. Not a new whiskey. All you ever had to say. Follow me. And you ask yourself, what went wrong? It's right there in the song. Singing to us, Jesus. Not another whiskey. I ran all of your friends away. Too much Jesus. Not another whiskey. All you ever have to say. You've been walking this road for a real long time. Trying to keep a cool head. Try to keep a sound mind. You don't care what they may say. Because you know that Jesus is the only way. So you stop doing this, and you stop doing that. You used to be fun before the party was done. You got the staff of the tribe of Judah in your hand. All you got is milk and honey flowing through your land. So I look at you, and what do I see? Looking back at me. And I ask myself, am I wasting my time? But even Jesus turned a little water into wine. Too much Jesus, not enough whiskey. Ran all your friends away. Too much Jesus, not enough whiskey. All you ever had to say. Too much Jesus, not enough whiskey. Only thing on your mind. Too much Jesus, not enough whiskey. Don't go sitting around crying.
The world is watching you. The world is watching you. Don't you cry. I'll be loving you. I'll be loving you till I die. Now I know you can't so strong, and I know you can be right when you're wrong, and I know,
and I see
your weakness
comes through,
and
I know
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Now I see you can't
I see you can't be fooled by the fools, and
I see
right through you.
You don't fool me,
you know it all, and I see it doesn't matter.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
That's the Waylon Jennings on Dave Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. We also heard from Curtis Cowan and Demon Squadron before that. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk all about the Chutzpah Festival that kicks off this weekend. So stick around.
CITR's annual fundraiser kicks off this February 26th at UBC's Pit Pub. Is CITR your favorite radio station? Do you feel an intense desire to support its continuing mission to provide alternative programming that you literally will not hear anywhere else? Maybe you answered yes. Or maybe you just like to get wild and listen to good music. Either way, this event promises to provide all that and more. Featuring Ace Martins, Atsy, Tits and Bread, Listening Party, and student DJs between bands. Admission is $5 or $3 for CITR members and club affiliates. All proceeds go towards CITR's 2015 fund drive, running from February 26th to March 6th. Of some symptom.
Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow, I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
How can we live our lives? How can we rely on future when we know what's going on these days? When we clearly see the leader's mentality becomes political brutality. Now it clearly seems that we've got no sense of shame, got no love, so whom am I to blame? How can we stay calm? How can we always fight? How can we kill our brothers when we know we've got the same old blood? When we clearly see the hatred and vanity becomes the sickness of society. Now it clearly seems that we've got no sense of shame, got no love, so whom am I to blame?
How can can we stand firm? How come we never learn? How can we trust our nature when we spoil it with our own bare hands? When we clearly see the freedom and unity slowly fade into obscurity. Now it clearly seems that we've got no one to blame. Tell me, won't you give a helping hand?
That is Israel's number one reggae band, Zvulun. Zvulun, there you go, Zvulun. Run around, Zvulun Dub System, and they are playing at the Imperial tonight to help kick off the Chutzpah Festival, which is Vancouver's annual celebration of Jewish art, music, and culture, going on all around town, mostly at the Norman Rothstein Theater at 41st and Oak, but that's where all the theater and dance stuff is happening. But there's also lots of music going on at places like the Imperial and the Electric Owl. There's a big center spread in the Georgia Strait this week. If you want to check out more details, or you can go online at chutzpahfestival.com, spelt with a ch. That's chutzpahfestival.com. Some of the theater stuff that's going to be happening during the festival is a play that's been touring the country. It's called Kafka and Son, created and performed by Alan Nashman. And a Vancouver production directed by a friend of the show and former UBC theater directing professor John Cooper. And that's called What You're Missing. And it's written also by a Vancouver playwright, Tamara Meissner. So check that out. That'll be at the Rothstein middle of March from the 10th to the 15th. And you might hear a familiar voice reading the news at some point during the play. So check that out. Also, lots of dance stuff that's going on throughout the festival. Shay Kubler's Radical Art System, Body Traffic, Idan Sharibi, and all kinds of great stuff. So check it out. Look at the Georgia Strait. Look at the online thing, and take in something, because there's all kinds. Of course, the stand-ups, the stand-up comedy. There's that's not even on this page, but there's some really, really crazy sketch comedy and stand-up stuff going on as well. So I'm going to play some more music. These are a couple of groups, one from France and one from Germany, and they're going to be sort of they're playing kind of non-traditional klezmer music, and they'll be part of the festival as well. The first one is from Germany. It's Daniel Kahn and the Painted Bird, and they'll be followed by the French group Les Yeux Noirs.
I followed you over the border, down to the spring. You were standing alone by the water, waiting for me. We wandered along by the river, the towers all shrouded in haze. And we kissed by the wire, and they all held their fire in the good old battle days. Just remember how lovely it couldn't have been when the world was as closed as a door. I remember those nights down in old East Berlin with the microphones listening under the floor. And every stamp in this passport of mine was a record of kisses you gave. Yes, we suffered in style, and it's all in the file in the good old bad old days. Our together, crimson and green, and your dress was as gray as the weather. Oh, what a dream! We built up a city of whispers and classified war dossiers. I gave you control of my papers and soul in the good old bad old days. Oh yes, wasn't it miserable, wasn't it grand, when the world had an iron divide and people could take a political stand just by singing a song for the opposite side. Now nobody cares who you are anymore, and nobody cares what you say. It's liberty's curse, but was it really much worse in the good old bad old day? Flowers every May, and the statue of Marx by the tower faces away. By the wall is a souvenir table with hammers and sickles displayed on new watches that work, and they're sold by a Turk in these good, boring, bad new days. Now I'm working for euros and drinking alone. Spend marks at the bar, and the weeds have grown over a border of stone that cuts through the town like a surgical scar. And so many streets on this faded old map are like names written over a grave. It all makes me so sad, 'cause it wasn't that bad when the good old bad old days. Prostitution comes from within. And don't worry about revolution, we'll just keep the aesthetic cliches in this market of fleas, selling klezmer CDs for the good old bad old days. So get us in Tavarishi, let's make a toast to the time when the state knew your name. And we'll all say L'chaim, Nazdrovya, and post to that braver old world where we all are the same, where nobody loses and everyone wins, just as long as each comrade obeys. But that's all in the past, so let's raise up a glass to the good old bad old days. Good old, bad old days.
Mm-hmm.
Les Yeux Noirs from France. They're playing at the Chutzpah Festival. They're going to be in town next week, February 28th, at the Red Room. And before that, we heard Daniel Kahn. Then they are going to be performing on March 6th at the Electric Owl. So check it out. Lots of cool stuff happening at the Chutzpah Festival. There's also Winterruption, which is a thing that's happening down on Granville Island. There's performances and concerts and seminars and stuff. There's an artist talk tomorrow called Directing as Craft. That's at Studio 1398 at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Open dialogue and artist talk addressing the challenges of cultural and gender equality in the performing arts, as well as the aesthetics of devised theater and the craft of directing, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Studio 1398. And also going on, let's see, some of the theater stuff that's happening. Made in China, which is a big multidisciplinary event focused around dance. We've got Vancouver's own Winway Dance Company, also the Beijing Modern Dance, Vancouver's Silk Road Music, and video and sound artist Sammy Chen will be collaborating on a Chinese-Canadian exploration of cultural identity. It's called Made in China. It's going on tonight and tomorrow night at the Fire Hall. Also on stage on for theater, we've got at the Havana, Flickering Light Productions is doing Proof by David Auburn. That's happening tonight and tomorrow. This is the play that won the Pulitzer in 2001, Tony Award, New York Drama Critics Circle, Best Play, and all the rest of it. It was a movie a few years ago with Anthony Hopkins, I think, and Gwyneth Paltrow, about a father and daughter pair of mathematical geniuses. And it's about, you know, it's about father-daughter stuff. Speaking of parents, at the Cults, Motherlode is still going on this weekend. This is more of a dark comedy about modern parenting. And if you want to do something more classical, you can go to the Metro. They're doing Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen, a kind of a fast-paced modern adaptation of the play, directed by our own Joan Byrnes. And at Langara, Studio 58, they are doing Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. And this is exciting because we're doing with Pride and Prejudice, we've got a modern adaptation of a classical piece. And with Oklahoma, they're going right back to basics. It's a celebration of the original production, including doing Agnes DeMille's original choreography, thanks to the genius of Shelley Stewart Hunt. So a whole variety of stuff to check out this weekend. If you want to hang out at the Rio, there's a few things going on. Tonight, it's the Northwest Comedy Festival. They are showing a recording of a comedy podcast that was filmed in Hollywood. It's Jay and Silent Bob. It's Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. It's their podcast that they do in L.A., and this one recorded at the Hollywood Improv. That's happening tonight at 9 o'clock. The Midnight Show at the Rio is True Romance with Christian Slater and Patricia Arquette. Great movie featuring a scene between Christopher Walken and Dennis Hopper that is used by acting schools all around the world to show one of the great performances on film. And it's written by Quentin Tarantino. It's called, so there's lots of violence. Then tomorrow night, it's a concert by alternative or Australians, The Church, and that's at 8 o'clock. And then Sunday is Oscar night. So you can go down to the Rio and have an Oscar party starting with the red carpet at 4 o'clock. So all that stuff going on for you this weekend. Okay, we're going to take another quick break. We're going to come back and talk about the auditions and play a few more tunes. What was I going to do here? No. First, we're going to play this group here. They're going to be performing at Performance Works, part of Winterruption. They're called the Ballantines. So we'll hear from them, and then we'll take the break, and then we'll talk about auditions.
Hi! Get ready for the 2015 Metro Vancouver Transportation and Transit Plebiscite. You must be on the provincial voters list to get a vote-by-mail voting package. Register to vote or make sure your voter registration is up to date now at elections.bc.ca/OVR or call 1-800-661-8683. That's 1-800-661-8683. This message is brought to you by Elections BC.
El show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. The Leo Ramírez Show, Monday, 4 to 5 p.m. at 101.9 FM, CITR.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
Tune into the Copyright Experiment Thursday nights at 11 with Autonomy and DJ Mochi. We discuss digital media and copyright and play a wide range of freely available electronic and hip-hop music. Yeah. Or just visit our website for a list of links to the free music we play. That's copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com.
Okay.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. For more details, consult VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. Clockwork Theatre is a new theatre company that's come out of Trinity Western University Theatre Program. They're doing Sam Shepard's Fool for Love. It's going to be happening in May at the Havana. They've got 1 week at the Havana, and there we holding auditions in about a week and a half, March 3rd and 4th. They're looking for two males, late 20s to early 30s, one female. I think that was two females. No, anyway, they're looking for men and women in their 20s and 30s, and there's one male 50 plus. So if you think you can fit into that category, you want to do a Sam Shepard play, then email your headshot and resume to theaterclockwork@gmail.com. And on the subject line, put Fool for Love Audition. Alchemy Theatre Ensemble, in collaboration with Vagabond Players in New Westminster, is doing Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream in July and August at the Burnie Leg Theatre in Queen's Park in New Westminster. Their auditions are March 7th, 8th, and 10th. And please note, the role of Puck has already been cast. And if you're looking to play the role of Tatiana, you will be required to do some partial nudity, so be prepared for that. Theatre West Van, our good friend Mark Carter, still looking for a male actor, age 35 to 45, to play the lead in Norm Foster's Sinners. This play is running April 18th to May 2nd at the Studio Theatre at the K. Meek Centre in West Vancouver. And if you want more information, you can contact Mark. His email is mark, M-A-R-K, at dsrproductions.com, and make sure you put auditions on the subject line as well. United Players at Point Grey at the Jericho Art Center. Spent half my life there. Can't remember it. They're doing The Imaginary Invalid by Moliere. And that'll be happening in June. And Michael Farah, another friend of the show, is going to be directing that one. His auditions are in a couple of weeks, Sunday, March the 8th, at Jericho Art Center at the foot of Discovery Street, down by the Youth Hostel. And they are looking for two men, 16 to 25, and two men, 40 to 60, three women, 15 to 30, and one woman, 35 to 50. And this is by appointment only, so call the Jericho Art Center to book your audition time, 604-224-8007. Awkward Stage Productions doing Titus. the light and delightful musical comedy of Titus Andronicus by William Shakespeare. Yes, that's the one with all the blood where the queen is tricked into eating her own children. Yeah, a light and delightful musical comedy. It's a new work by Andrew Wade and Jenny Anderson, and Jenny is going to be the musical director. The production will be directed by Jesse Award winner Andy Toth. And that's going to be part of the 2015 Vancouver Fringe Festival, perform at the Fire Hall in September. So if you want to be a part of that, then head out to Carousel Theatre on April the 12th. So the auditions are still a month and a half away, but it's time now to book an audition and prepare yourself for it. They're looking for men and women in two ranges from 13 to 18 and then 19 to 30. If you want to book an audition, you contact Sandra at awkwardstageproductions.com and you have until April 10th to apply for that. But it sounds like it could be something that you might want to get in early on. White Rock Peninsula Productions doing their auditions for the 39 Steps that will be happening in White Rock in July, and directed by another friend of the show, the great Matthew Bissett, who was actually in this studio earlier this year. Late last year. That's when he was here. Anyway, he's rehearsing 39 Steps. He's auditioning 39 Steps this weekend. So get down there for that. And then it has finally arrived, the auditions for Theater Under the Stars 2015 season. They're doing Oliver, directed by Shel Piercy, and Hairspray, directed by Sarah Rogers. And that is going to be happening in July and August at Malcolm Bowl. The auditions are this weekend. If you want more information on anything I've mentioned or on any other audition notices, the best two places to go for that are VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. We are rapidly running out of time for today, but we're going to get back to some music. This is a guy, one of the first musicians who approached me and wanted to get his tunes on the show. This is Vancouver singer-songwriter Mark D'Souza.
I don't want to be some guy who mixes a living lion, and I don't want to be some guy always has to pretend. Seven long years I waited for a life I thought I was fading. Now to make up what was lost.
has to pretend that I
And that is how we do that. Thanks a lot for spending your lunch hour with us. Special shout out this week goes to the UBC Thunderbirds volleyball squads, who are playing in the Canada West Final Four in Edmonton this weekend. Unfortunately, the women lost their first game last night, so they will play UBC Okanagan for the bronze medal and also a final spot in the Canadian National Championship Tournament. They're playing at 3:30 today, and that'll be followed by the men's game in their first round play against the Alberta Golden Bears at 5:30. Keep your dial set at CITR for all the results as they come in. And while you're waiting, Erica and Eleanor are next with Femme Concept and, of course, the darling Napkin Boy. At 3:30 with Nardwar, the Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio returns next Friday for Fun Drive 2015 right here on CITR. See you next week. Bye-bye.
I'm Dan Hamhuis. On the ice, I play defense for the Vancouver Canucks. Off the ice, I've joined another team, the Canucks Autism Network, and I hope you'll join us for our family festival on Sunday, April 12th at Jack Poole Plaza. Enjoy live entertainment, food, and family-friendly activities as we celebrate World Autism Awareness Month. And best of all, it's free. So come out on April 12th and help spread awareness. To learn more, please visit canucksautism.ca/support.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talib Sim, Homasqueam Mustail.
We'll be right back.
Good afternoon. You're tuned in now to Femme Concept here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This show is called Femme Concept, normally hosted by myself, Eleanor, and my co-host, Erica. She is not here today. I'm all alone. I'm going to do my best to not talk too awkwardly to myself in between the songs that I play. Thanks for tuning in. The track that I started things off with was called Wild One by Colleen Green off of her album I Want to Grow Up, which comes out in physical format this Tuesday, February 24th. Very exciting. It's her third record, probably the most accessible one, kind of the most polished compared to her last two. She was just here actually playing opening for Sunny in the Sunsets a couple days ago. I missed that show, but I'm sure it was a good one. Yeah, lots of good stuff I'm going to play today. Very exciting announcements. We've got Fun Drive happening starting next Thursday. So the show, Femme Concept, next Friday, February 27th, will be our very first Fun Drive show. For those of you who don't know, Fun Drive is a week-long fundraiser that CITR does every year to raise money for various projects around the station. And then